For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. From the Vancouver Island Compassion Society, this is Philippe Lucas.
Always exciting news coming in from Canada. There was a study that was put out by Health Canada last week that suggested they did some interviews with youth and people in high school, and they found that a large majority of them said that it was easier to buy cannabis than it is to buy cigarettes on their school ground. I think that this is hardly a surprise to people who are involved in drug policy research. It's something that we've known for a long time. For the simple reason that people who sell cannabis, drug dealers, don't ask for ID. And whereas to buy cigarettes in Canada, you have to be an adult, and those are sold through retail outlets that have the threat of having their license pulled or being fined if they get caught selling to underage kids. And so, to me, this is yet another argument for the legalization and regulation of cannabis. If we really want to keep this out of the hands of kids, I think that the best way to do it is definitely to treat it the same way that we do alcohol and tobacco, put in place some age restrictions, and get it off the streets and into the stores. The other thing that happened in the last couple of weeks is Canadians for Safe Access, which is Canada's largest medicinal cannabis patients' rights organization, has released an open letter of concern for the health and safety of Canada's medicinal cannabis community. You can find that open letter of concern at the Canadians for Safe Access website, which is at www.safeaccess.ca. And it clearly outlines the problems with our federal cannabis supply right now, which range from high levels of biological impurities and heavy metals to the gamma radiation that they're using in order to address the problems with biological impurities. Right now, although there's 750 legal users in Canada, there's only about 90 people ordering their cannabis from the federal government, and a large percentage of those have actually returned their cannabis to the government. And so I think it's time that the Canadian government really address these concerns and start taking the health and safety of our medical marijuana community more seriously.
The Media Awareness Project is the world's largest online archive for drug policy news and opinion, as printed in newspapers and major magazines worldwide. For 2005, MAP would like to announce their offer for specialized training of individuals and groups that will help you create more coverage of drug policy issues in your state and local newspapers, along with increased airtime of drug policy issues on your local radio and TV. For more information on this personalized training for you and your organization, contact Steve Heath via email, heath@mapinc.org, or visit our website at www.mapinc.org.
Our guest on next week's Cultural Baggage, the retiring warden from Texas Holiday Prison Unit, Richard Watkins. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.